Welcome to A Life Designed. My name is Tina Heisman. I help women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to design their life so they can live in alignment with their priorities. I help them make the experience of their lives match their desires for their lives. The topic of today's podcast is why it's important to take care of yourself. But before we get started, I have something for you. It is my ultimate guide to guilt-free self-care. You can download it for free on my website, tinaheisman.com. And I would also like to invite you to my private group on Facebook, where you can come to get positive inspiration for your life. Search A Life Designed in the Facebook search bar. Okay, let's dive in and talk about why it's important to take care of yourself. So today I'll share with you a little bit about my story and how I learned why it's so important to take care of yourself so that you can be inspired to go and take good care of yourself too. You know, I was always known as a happy person when I was younger. In fact, in high school, my nickname was Smiley. But somewhere along the way in life, something changed. Life happened, I guess, but I didn't really realize it. And then one day, back in 2007, I think it was, when my kids were 5 and 2, I found myself one morning sitting on the side of my bathtub in the dark. I had just gotten up and gotten dressed to go work out. And I just sat there feeling sad, depressed, like lonely and lost, kind of unmotivated, uninspired. And I remember whispering a prayer out loud to God. I said, God, I don't think I can do this today. And I was just looking ahead at the daunting task that was ahead of me that day of staying home with my children all day. And even though that was the life I chose to live, I was exhausted by it. But how could that be? I was married to my Prince Charming, and we lived in a beautiful home in Florida nonetheless, where it's warm and sunny all the time. We were all healthy, and I didn't have to go to work to support our budget. Really, I had everything I ever wanted. So why was I feeling that way? And of course, God heard my prayer. He always does. And he sent help almost immediately. What he sent me was a teacher to show me how to find my joy again, and how to make my life what I wanted it to be. And that is what I want for you. That's what I want for every mom. And so that's why I went to become certified as a life coach after this experience. I learned so much about motherhood and marriage and incorporating our faith life into it that I want to share this with you. And so this topic of taking care of ourselves is so important, and luckily it's grown in popularity over the years. Since I've become a coach anyway, I've noticed it take much more prominence, importance. And so I just want to spend some time first like convincing you why you should take good care of yourself. And the very first reason why is so that we can be the woman that we want to be to our children and our husband. The woman that we want to be. Sometimes the woman that we want to be seems out of reach or far away, or we fall short of being that woman. But we've got to keep trying, because we only get one chance to live this life, right? With our husband and our kids. And we can't think that taking care of ourselves and taking time away from our family to take care of ourselves is selfish. Right? It's not selfish. It is actually the most loving thing that you can do for yourself and your family. And the problem is, if we don't take care of ourselves, we will be depleted and we will have nothing to give, right? We won't be able to take care of those people that mean so much to us. You can't get water from an empty well, right? And you know that other saying that I know sounds cliche sometimes, but when you're on the airplane, they always tell you to put your own oxygen mask on first. So then you can take care of your children, right? We've got to have our wits about us and be able to breathe so that we can take care of those around us. So if we will fill up our own wells, then we will be able to be the wife and the mother that we want to be, the woman that we want to be. So the second reason that we need to take good care of ourselves is so that we can bring more joy and peace into our homes. Now, I think this world needs a lot more joy and peace, and we can help that by starting right in our own homes. We don't have to go on mission trips or out into other cities or states or countries. Those things are great, of course, but we can start right in our own homes. Or on the flip side of that, what good does it do us to go out into the world helping everyone else when there isn't joy and peace in our own homes, right? We need to start our ministry at home first. And you know that saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, that is true, right? As the woman of the household, we set the tone and the temperature for our household. So if we are stressed and frazzled, the rest of our house will mirror that stress. But if we are happy and relaxed, the rest of our house will soak that in and be more happy and relaxed themselves. It's contagious. Have you ever noticed when you lose your cool and yell at one of your children that the situation kind of blows up and gets worse instead of better? Yeah, even if they're the one that started yelling and you yell back, gets worse. But if they're the one that yells first and we can respond with calm and kindness, then that helps to de-escalate the situation. Because you guys, our yelling causes emotional upheaval. And then our kids then let it out with tears or yelling back, right? And this is a big mess that we have on our hands, and it's taking more time and more of our patience than we have to give, right? So if we are intentional about taking care of ourselves, then we can show up in our lives with more joy and more peace that will spread to everyone around us. And think about it, then your kids and your husband take that joy and that peace from your home out into the world as well. It's like a domino effect. That's how much power that we have. It's so cool. And I think it's so freeing to know that we can start right in our own homes. And so the third reason that it's so important to take care of ourselves is because it's no one else's job to do it. Let me say that again. It's no one else's job to do it. It's our job. Now, girls, I am super serious right now. This is a mistake that many of us make, especially when it comes to our husbands. I most certainly made this mistake, and it almost cost me my husband. There's that little phrase in the Bible where it says, "And two become one." And I really took that a little bit too literally, just thinking that we would be like so one person. And I think that many people do make that mistake, that we end up relying on our husband to come home from work and save us from our day with our kids, right? Or to help us create happiness in our life. But that is not how marriage is actually intended to be. In fact, it's too much pressure to put on another person. Only God can be our sole emotional support. So we need to work with God in order to take care of ourselves. Because in marriage, we are intended to be two fully independent people who come together already happy and whole to love each other and be teammates and grow into the best versions of ourselves, right? So as teammates, we work together, but we don't depend on the other person to make us happy. So we need to take responsibility for taking care of ourselves so that we can be well in mind, body, and spirit. And so my question to you is this: do you know how to take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit? Do you know what that looks like? Do you intentionally create space in your life to do the things that would fill you up and make you feel well and happy and joyful and whole? If you're like many women, your answer is maybe no or not enough, right? I think a lot of us are trying, but we're maybe falling short of what we really need to do. So I have a simple way for you to start doing that today. Just start by taking a few lovely minutes to make a list of things that you like to do. And keep in mind your mind and your body and your spirit as you make this list. Try to come up with like 20 things that you love to do, that you might consider self-care. So some examples are talking on the phone with a friend or a family member, lighting candles in your home, maybe eating chocolate, or spending time with a friend for coffee or a glass of wine. Journaling for yourself, just spending some time journaling and paying attention to your thoughts and your feelings. Maybe it's listening to music or praying or going to church. Could be taking a nap, running or exercising, reading. I know lots of us love to read. Taking a bath. It's not one of my personal favorites, but I know a lot of you guys like to take a bath. Or maybe even like taking a class to learn something new. What is it that you love to do? What would you consider self-care? I know you guys know I would put on there like a mani and a pedi. I feel so good, like when my nails are fresh and looking good. So those are just some ideas that I have, but maybe they can inspire you to come up with your own list of things that feel good to you. So I want you to make a list of these things that you love to do so that you can see it with your eyes, right? It's not just some random list floating around in your head. It really doesn't do you any good up there. You got to write it down, and then you could print it out or post it somewhere, make it your wallpaper on your phone or your computer, whatever you've got to do. But then the goal would be to pick between 1 and 3 things off of your list to do for yourself every day. Because here's the thing, if you are doing something for yourself every day, you will look forward to that. It's a question that I ask myself every morning, like, what am I looking forward to today? What do I have going on that I'm looking forward to? And it makes you excited and energized to live your day, right? It gives you more purpose, and it just helps you have the energy and the focus that you need for those things that we have to do, right? So the thing is, I get a lot of pushback on this when I talk to women. They're like, 1 to 3 things to do for myself every day. I don't have time for that. Why? You do have time. And here's why. Because taking care of yourself will expand your time. Did you hear that right? Yes, I said it. Taking care of yourself will expand your time. It makes it seem like you have more time. And you already know this is true because I can promise you that you've already experienced this in your life. Think about it. When you're relaxed and happy, you get more done. Things flow more easily. There's less resistance. There's less problems. But when you're stressed or frazzled or like on deadlines all the time and everything, you actually get less done because like more problems seem to come in the way and more interference. You know, an example to help you think about it is how a printer, like, it always jams or run out of ink when you have a deadline for something, right? Can you think about, like, have you ever had that happen where you're just trying to print something, it's at the last minute, and of course, the printer's out of ink or the printer's jammed, right? Like, that's what I'm talking about. It's almost like the printer feels your stress and, like, malfunctions on purpose or something, I swear. And so that stress, think about this, like, that stress that we create in our lives is like a mama jam. Not a printer jam, it's a mama jam. So we have to take care of ourselves to try to prevent and minimize those jams. Now, let's be honest. We're never going to completely rid ourselves of stress and all of that. That's a part of life. But what we want to do is create a life intentionally that we don't want to run away from. And that's a definition I've heard about self-care before, is taking care of ourselves in a way that we enjoy showing up for our lives every day and we want to be there every day. But we can't sit around waiting for someone else to do that for us. It's totally up to us. And another thing for self-care that I love to encourage with my clients is to leave white space in your day every day. I know a lot of your calendars are like booked back to back to back to back to back with all of these things, and there's no white space. Well, do a little self-assessment. Do you really have to do all of these things that are on your calendar? Is there a moment in your day? Can you find 30 to 60 minutes of nothing just for you to relax? Maybe it's not all at one time. Maybe it's split up in your day a little bit, but that white space allows us to breathe a little bit. And I know that's still tricky because even if we do plan white space, sometimes things come at us that feel more important than that white space. But I challenge you to think about that and ask yourself, is this really more important than what I was going to do for these 30 minutes right now, right? Empower yourself to say no sometimes. You don't have to do everything that is asked of you, right? Remember what your priorities are. Most of the time for us, like, our priorities have to do with our faith and our family and our careers, but we sometimes put them in a mixed up order and let, like, maybe volunteering come in and take over family time, or time that we would like to spend on our career. So just be aware of what you're saying yes to, because every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. Make sure your no's matter. Make sure your no's allow you to focus on your priorities. I think a good way to know if you're doing a good job taking care of yourself is noticing your mood. Your mood's kind of your indicator. So check in with yourself at least once a day, if not more, and notice, are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling grumpy? That's a cue that you've got to take care of you. And so ask yourself, okay, in this moment, I'm feeling stressed and grumpy. Like, what could I do right now to turn this around? And go do something to do that. It could be something pretty quick. It could be just a quick walk or a quick break or something like that, right? All right, so I know, you guys, that this is easier said than done. And if you would like a little bit of guidance and accountability as you work on it, I can help this process be easier for you and faster. I can help you get to feeling better faster. So if you need help, reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along on your journey, and I would love to work with you. So thank you so much for listening in. Let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember that Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care can really help you with this task a lot. And join us on Facebook in the Life Designed community. All right. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week.